Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I have been watching Adam Schiff and the rest of these folks. God, it seems like forever, but this nonsense actually just started yesterday. Schiff, I look at and I think to myself, yeah, I get it. He wanted to be a Hollywood screenwriter, failed miserably at that, so now he's concocted this rather interesting tale. And then I look at these other guys, like the Jerry Nadlers and the Chuck Schumers, and I think, you know, if you guys weren't in Congress, you'd be out looking for ambulances to chase. It's just, God, what a despicable attack on this president. Now, I've never met this president, but as you know, our good friend Bill O'Reilly not only has met this president, was friends with him. I love hearing Bill's story about being with Donald Trump long before Donald Trump was President Trump, talking about running for president. And if you remember, Bill said, well, you know what, I'll let Bill fill in that punchline and then get his insight on all the rest of what we've got. Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Sure, Jeff. Thanks for having me back.
It is always great to hear your voice here. You know, we hear it three times a day, 5:55 in the morning, 11:55 in the morning, 5:55 in the evening with your great updates. But do you mind filling in that last little part? You're sitting at a basketball game with your buddy Donald Trump, and he says,
I think I might run for president. And I said, of what country? I thought he might have bought a golf course in Bolivia or something and wanted to take over. I didn't think he would do it, and then I didn't think he would win. I was wrong on both counts, obviously. All of that's chronicled in The United States of Trump, which is, I think, the fairest, most vivid book on President Trump ever written, I say humbly.
I love your humility, Mr. O'Reilly.
Thank you. I do enjoy it.
But, you know, the thing is, when you can back it up with a book like The United States of Trump, you can say exactly what you did. Bill, look, you've been watching this. You get a sense of what's going on. I mean, seriously, tell us what's happening with the circus.
Well, it's hard for me as a reporter, because I do a show every night on BillO'Reilly.com, a half an hour of summation of the news and analysis. It's hard for me to really take this seriously, and that's my problem, and that's an individual problem. I don't take it seriously because I know the outcome. I know why the Democrats are doing it. I wrote a column this week that lays out exactly why this is all happening, and it's not what you think. This is being driven by the New York Times and the Washington Post. And the Democratic Party understands it does not have a real strong candidate to run against Trump in November. So it's got to try the nuclear option, which is what this is. So blow him up. And, you know, the television ratings last night were not very strong for it. Most Americans understand it's political play. Very few people want to sit there and watch Adam Schiff for an hour and a half. If he had a sitcom, nobody would watch it, although it might be funny.
Yeah, an hour and a half, the only thing worse than watching Schiff for an hour and a half, we watched him for 2 hours. He's just, look, I don't want to be nasty, but I look at him and I'm thinking to myself, this is the most attention this guy has ever gotten. And on a personal level, he is going to ride this for all it's worth, right?
Sure, and that's what it's all about, self-interest. Yeah. So if you look at Pelosi and Schumer and Nadler and Schiff, they're the four main drivers of the impeachment. They all benefit in their liberal districts and states by being deified by the liberal media. It's a connection.
Yeah.
So if the media were covering this fairly, which means giving equal credence to both sides and reporting things that don't stack up, then maybe Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi and Schumer would get criticized.
Yeah.
But they know they're not going to get criticized in the media. They're going to be lionized. And so the fix is in any court of any law, local, state, federal, there's a reasonable doubt here that anything was done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
There certainly is a reasonable doubt, and it's enough to throw it out.
Yeah.
So I think that's what will happen. McConnell will, you know, listen to this for a little while, and then he'll get rid of it.
All right, now, here's my question. Bill O'Reilly is joining us, and I urge people all the time not only to listen to his updates, his commentaries here at 5:55 in the morning, 11:55 in the morning, 5:55 in the evening as we're wrapping up our show. Visit BillO'Reilly.com, watch his program each evening, read what he's writing. But Bill, you talk about wrapping it up. Now, here's the question that comes up. We know that Mitch McConnell wants to wrap it up. We know that most of the senators want to wrap it up. But then you have these Republican senators who are continually jockeying for position to be the Democrats' favorite Republican. Willard Mitt Romney, the senator from Maine. I mean, are they going to cave to the Democrats and give them what
No.
they want? No?
No, you saw it yesterday. They voted for not demanding that the president turn over documents, which he wouldn't because he'd say executive privilege, and that would go on forever, which is what the Democrats want.
Yeah.
So there was only one defection. That was Susan Collins of Maine, who voted to, have the hearing go on indefinitely. But on far as the witnesses and documents were concerned, no Republicans defected. Murkowski of Alaska and Romney of Utah understand that if they do something now at this date that hurts President Trump, their careers will be in jeopardy.
Mm.
Utah is solid red state.
Yeah.
Alaska, solid red state. Murkowski and Romney know that. Maine, a little bit different.
Yeah.
So Collins might be the only one that would waver. But I don't expect the Republicans to empower the Democrats at all.
All right. Now, you had a wonderful, wonderful piece yesterday that talked about your time at BU, working on your master's degree, talking about this this great pride you had in the entire journalistic field. And then you talked about where we are today. Do you mind expanding on that a little bit?
Sure. It's all... To me, it makes me very sad because I've been in the journalism profession for 45 years. I worked very hard. I reached the top of the profession. I've had a good life because of journalism. And I see now the corruption that has taken over the whole industry, and it's a two-pronged corruption. Number one, six major corporations control 90% of the national news flow. And of those six, five are run by avowed liberal men.
Mm.
And those men impose their ideology on their employees. So Jeff Zucker at CNN, he orders his people to say stuff, and if you don't say stuff, your career is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now Fox is a different animal, but it has no ideology now. It used to lean traditional conservative. It doesn't any longer because the people in charge really only want to make money, and they make money by boosting President Trump because all the pro-Trumpers watch Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So you're seeing in television news, a calculation based on profit and ideology. In the print, it's worse. So the two major newspapers, the New York Times and Washington Post, are now run by radical left progressives. The radical left controls those newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic Party takes its cue from what those newspapers write.
Yeah.
And their point of view. So Nancy Pelosi doesn't do anything without getting a atta girl from the Post and the Times.
Yeah.
And this is not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
The press is supposed to be looking out for the folks.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example, and one that you know best of all. You were at that gun rally, right?
Yes,
earlier this week?
I was.
In Richmond?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so that gun rally, whether you're a gun control person or not, came off in a way that was extremely flattering
mm-hmm.
to the people who want to be able to exercise the Second Amendment.
That's right.
There wasn't any trouble. There's 22,000 people there.
That's right.
All right? Okay, so that's the fact, correct?
Absolutely.
That's not what was reported on NBC News or in the Associated Press.
Yeah.
They, without any proof, demonized the rally as being the work of white nationalists. I mean, it's right there in print.
Yeah.
So what kind of a media is this? What kind of a press is this?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be in Russia or China or Cuba where I can't trust a word the media says. And we are in that position right now in the United States.
Bill, let me share something else with you. Bill O'Reilly is joining us, of course, heard three times each day on News Radio WRVA with his updates and commentaries in the morning. And then as we wind up our show at 5:55 in the evening, BillO'Reilly.com is a vital resource. The United States of Trump, an amazing read. But, Bill, let me tell you a little bit more about that rally. I was asked to speak, and on Martin Luther King Day, I used one of Dr. King's quotes about how we had all come on different boats, but we were in the same ship now. And I recalled the epic poem from Pastor Martin Niemöller. And it wasn't about gun rights. It was about human rights. It was about rights. Well, imagine my surprise when, I don't know, somewhere around 100 different folks emailed me and texted me and said, "Hey, Jeff, they just played you on NPR. Here's the clip." And I said, "Oh, that's great." And I played it. It wasn't me. They led their coverage on each of their stations by saying, and that is Jeff Katz from WRVA in Richmond, talking about not voting a certain way. That was never in my speech, and the speaker wasn't even me. I mean, it was sloppy at best.
Did you bring it to the attention of NPR? Did they retract it?
I have not.
You should.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should. Yeah. I mean, just to see what they would do.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's anybody that I know. There's nobody that I know that trusts the media now, and all the polls back that up.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very dangerous situation. So you have, and this is going to be really interesting. Will the Commonwealth of Virginia, which has drifted left over the past decade, all right, primarily because of the northern part of the state.
That's right.
Because I know Virginia pretty well.
Yeah.
Will they, because of the radicalism of the governor, will the folks say, you know what, maybe this isn't the road we want to take? It'll be very, very interesting to see if Donald Trump carries Virginia next November. I think the state might be in play because of all this dishonesty about the Second Amendment and other things.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. I know you're going to be shocked to hear that that you might very well be right. But with the exception of Fairfax and Arlington, most of the rest of the state is going, man, we really didn't sign on to this sort of nonsense. Let me ask you before I cut you loose, because I know you've got so much to do and you're up to your ears with the impeachment and the rest of it. And again, we really appreciate you carving out some time
anytime,
for us.
Anytime.
The United States of Trump, as I've said, I think it is a must read. For my listeners who have not gotten it yet, you want to give them just a little insight, what you think the highlights are?
Well, you hear all this stuff about Donald Trump, that he's a liar, and he's this, and he's that. And I believe that Americans are fair. Most of us are fair-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't know who the man is, as a man, not as a president or a business guy or some guy on The Apprentice, you don't really know who he is, then it's hard to process all the accusations against him.
Right.
You can do it in a political, ideological way. Well, I like Trump, so I don't care what anybody says. And, and a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
But if you want to really know who he is so that you yourself can make valid decisions, then the United States Trump is the only book that is not a pro-Trump or an anti-Trump book. It's here he is.
Yes.
I write history. You know that.
Yeah.
We have 17 million copies of my history books in print.
Yeah.
Most successful history series of all time. And that's what I did with this book. And it did very well. And we were very pleased with the reception of it. But I think, you know, one of the most important elections of our lifetime is coming up in November. And, you know, the more information you have about the president, the better.
I think you're absolutely correct, Bill. You know, I had a number of people push back on me when I suggested they read The United States of Trump. They said, look, I don't like Trump. I don't want to read one of these pro-Trump books. And I said, I swear to you, as sure as I'm sitting here, it's not a pro-Trump book. It's, I thought, a very, very honest appraisal of Donald Trump. So what's next? Well, you got to be killing somebody soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to come out May 12th with Killing Crazy Horse.
Okay.
The Merciless Indian Wars in America.
Wow.
And Virginia, right in the middle of it.
Of course.
In fact, I just bought a letter from Patrick Henry. A letter that he wrote, mobilizing the Virginia militia to confront the Indians in the western part of the state.
Wow.
It is a rollicking book. If you like the Killing series, you're going to love Killing Crazy Horse.
Okay.
And so that's coming out May 12th.
All right. Well, we're going to have you back long before then, of course.
Good.
We'll talk about that. And by the way, both of my younger children attend Patrick Henry High School. So, you know, if you're in the neighborhood and you want to show off your letter, you'll have a lot of folks to look at it.
That's nice, Jeff. Thanks very much for having me on. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy. That is Bill O'Reilly. Please check out BillO'Reilly.com. Listen for his commentaries and updates three times each and every day, 5:55 in the morning, 11:55 in the morning, and then again at 5:55 as we wrap this up. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.